It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Everyone's excited about their jobs. They're excited about what they do and the impact that their jobs have on the community around them. And that for me is gold. That for me isn't just about supplying a job. Mm. It's about, you know, it's about literally giving them the wings to be able to soar like an eagle. And that's what, you know, you with a whole host of role players allow.
Absolutely, and I think you hit the nail on the head this morning. I was listening and as I was driving. It's not just around the numbers. There's real people behind those jobs.
Yes.
And, you know, the energy comes from those real people, and the feeling of accomplishment comes from real people. So I think it's a testament to the fact that we're a people-led industry. And without people, you know, that's our commoditization is often a negative connotation.
Yes.
But, you know, that is our, that's what we're selling to the world. And it's around that as a value proposition.
When we got to know each other a little better in terms of what you guys did and what we were looking for, I know that one of the first questions we had as a company, as a radio station, was when we look at numbers and, again, those individuals that make up those numbers for jobs, because these are households and there's a new job created or a new job there or vacancy that's filled, that's a household that benefits from, whether they celebrate Christmas or not, a meal every day, a breadwinner, and if they do celebrate Christmas and celebrate this time of year, maybe for the first time in I don't know how long, a present that mom or dad will be able to supply, you know. And that for me is what makes this time of the year so magical, when we can look at numbers like 10,000 jobs for Cape Town. When we stood that around the table, we were like scratching heads going, where do we go? And I had that light bulb moment where I know exactly who we're going to go. We're going to go to people that do this and know what it's like to not create numbers, but to create actual human beings in those vacancies that are, you know, to that point, sole providers in those households. So 10,000 jobs for Cape Town for Christmas. We embarked on it. Our last update was we were 50% there. I know you guys have been keeping it very, very guarded over there because this is a big announcement to make. So ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, stop for a second. Clayton is here. Clayton Williams, Shahid Hendricks from KPPO. As CEO, Clayton, it gives me a great pleasure for you to make that announcement, for us to unpack what we've seen over the last couple of months. Where are we in terms of 10,000 jobs for Cape Town for Christmas?
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And I wish there was a sealed envelope that I could open and, you know, for the theater. But I think the long and short of it is between September and the end of November, which essentially is 3 months, as an industry, and one disclaimer is that generally we report on full-time jobs.
Sure.
But your call to action was any job, any income for Christmas. So we included in there seasonal contracts and also learners that have embarked on their learnership programs, but they get an income for Christmas as well.
Yeah.
So without further ado, I can share that we are 183 job short of 6,000. So 5,816 in those 3 months.
Oh, come on. That's amazing.
As a sector.
As a sector.
Within
Hold on a second. That's a sector.
That's a sector within Cape Town.
That means, ba-da-boom, there's more.
There's more. Absolutely. The second disclaimer is that because some organizations' reporting cycle ends on the 7th and we're at the 5th today, we didn't capture two big organizations. So the follow-up is on the 20th of December.
Yes.
We will come and visit you and do a complete reconciliation. And that is the minimum number thus far. It's probably more. So we will share on the 20th the total number of jobs created up until the 20th of December.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is just, I mean, I cannot begin to imagine just one of those households of that number that are on the receiving end of a paycheck this month. Being a very important month, and we know that paychecks arrive a little earlier this month, so we can make certain payments. But Clayton, to you and your entire team on these numbers, this is just incredible. I look forward to having you back on the 20th to discuss those numbers, and eagerly await being able to hit it out the park with a big announcement that we're there, that we've got the 10,000 jobs in the bag that we need for Christmas.
Awesome, and thanks very much for having us, and most importantly, thanks for initiating this call to action. I think it was a bold move, and when we looked at that 10,000 collectively, I know some were worried, but you're pretty much, as a station and as a City have smashed that goal.
Can I just say that that brings the total, ladies and gents, all sectors included for Cape Town. Here's the part you need to brace for, is that with KPPO's numbers now added to the tally, we are now sitting on 8,863 jobs for Cape Town for Christmas. 8,863 jobs for Cape Town since we embarked on this project. Clayton Shahid, your whole team's back at the office. The city of Cape Town, James Foster, everyone, our mayor, every single person who said we can do this, because we didn't for one second believe we couldn't.
Yes.
But the point was that even if we didn't, okay, if there was an if that we couldn't get there, there were at least going to be X amount of jobs we could add for Christmas that weren't there previously.
I wanna be a friend. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.